Plano, Illinois, with a population just under 11,000, is as American as the flags throughout the downtown streets.
I would say a great Midwestern small town, and we epitomize it.
Bob Hausler is Plano's mayor, the man in charge of city government in 2011, when a Hollywood production company came to town.
There was a lot of secrecy about what the storyline and even who the main character was.
But in a town as small as this, it's hard to keep a secret. Once the trucks, lights, and movie cameras moved onto Main Street, news quickly spread it was not just any Hollywood movie, but the big-budget Man of Steel, a new version of the beloved and iconic comic book hero, Superman.
It was very exciting to think that our city would be chosen for a major motion picture.
For several weeks in the summer of 2011, film director Zack Snyder, along with hundreds of cast and crew members, transformed Plano, Illinois, into Smallville, Kansas, hometown of Superman's adopted parents, Jonathan and Martha Kent. The location plays a significant backdrop in several key sequences in the new film.
We really couldn't believe that something as big as Superman was going to be filmed here.
President Jim Martin says even before its release, the movie attracted fans to Plano from far and wide.
Everybody had to get a piece of the action and see what was going on.
Mayor Bob Hausler says the increase in tourists has brought new life to Plano's Main Street.
We have seen more and more of the vacancies being filled with retail spaces and other shops.
Some of those businesses embrace the connection to Man of Steel, keeping the artwork created for the movie sets on their storefronts. Hausler says preserving the look of the fictional Smallville helped Plano get through the recent economic downturn.
From 2011, we've actually seen our sales tax revenue grow just about every month.
While you may not be able to see the superhero known for traveling faster than a speeding bullet or more powerful than a locomotive, you can soon visit a Smallville museum in the town's train station, featuring movie set props and other items related to the filming of Man of Steel.
Well, we welcome the Smallville concept because it just gives us a new identity.
Later this summer, Plano will host its second Smallville Superfest, a three-day-long citywide party dedicated to the fictional character that has helped put Plano on the map of the Superman universe. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Plano, Illinois.